Hello, and welcome to Off the Cuff. I am your host, Chris Martinson, and on this program, every week, we are going to bring you a fascinating guest, where we are going to discuss the economy, energy, or the environment, informally and without a script. Welcome to this Off the Cuff, everybody. It is September 13th, 2017. I am your host, Chris Martinson, and today, hey, I'm going solo, which is great, because I crack myself up, I laugh at all my jokes, I get all my sarcasm, so that's the good news for today. It'll be a rollicking good conversation. And I want to start with, I just came off of finishing the webinar Dangerous Markets with Grant Williams and Lance Roberts, two of my favorite people in the space who really understand the markets. You know, to them, I would only add, I guess, John Hussman at this point. People who are willing to look at the data and say, wow, this is crazy. We live in crazy times. Now, I will confess that this has been a long slog for yours truly, watching the markets just grind higher day after day, knowing that we're just in dangerous bubble territory, knowing that this all ends in tears at some point, getting tired of needing to point that out over and over again. And the sad truth is most people aren't going to get that message anyway until the markets break. Just like we saw with Harvey and Irma, most people aren't going to begin to really seriously plan for how they're going to respond to a dangerous hurricane until it's actually on their doorstep. And the lesson, not hard to divine, is that when you and all the other people who are unprepared are starting to try and prepare at the same time, it's less than ideal. There's no gasoline to be had. There's multi-hour traffic jams on the highways to try and get away. It's really impossible to prepare once everybody else decides they're going to do it too. The corollary here is that if you're in markets, and you say, well, I'll wait until they really turn, then I'll get out. Well, good luck. You're going to be joining the stock selling superhighway with every other schmo out there. And many people will find themselves trapped in unable to really step aside when they need to and want to. But it is, of course it is. It's just emotionally taxing, I think. Well, let me speak for myself. It's emotionally taxing for me to continually sit here on alert, waiting for something that never quite seems to arrive. I mean, how is it possible that the markets, which are supposed to be telling us something important about the world, that's supposed to be there giving us some indication of the risks that exist out there, just go up all the time. Stocks and bonds just go up. Gold has a hard time going up at all. Very gleefully gets smacked down all the time. How is that possible in a world, if we're of course ascribing to this, I think, easily proven, disproven idea that markets are free, that they're fair, that they are not manipulated or rigged. But if you're just reading the markets for your clues, how is this possible that with North Korea constantly testing nuclear devices, shooting off missiles, making more and more noises of discomfort, how is it possible that that doesn't create some large risk? Not because, listen, you know, as bad as it could be for the Korean Peninsula, and by the way, it could be horrible for South Korea, for Seoul, South Korea in particular, you know, under the range of artillery from North Korea, who could do immense damage with conventional weapons alone, leaving aside the issue of nukes. Of course, it could be very damaging for them, but you know, why should the world markets care? Well, possibly because China has said very clearly, we don't want to have any sort of disaster going on over here, and China's very unhappy. China had said that they would not be unwilling to use the dollar as a tool to get their way. They said specifically that if the United States pushed too hard on certain issues around trade and also North Korea, that maybe they would begin to sell assets, dollar-based assets. That would be bad for treasury prices, bad for the dollar.
To listen to this podcast in full, as well as all our other premium podcasts and articles, please enroll at peakprosperity.com. Simply go to peakprosperity.com/enroll.